Okay, so we're just playing with the technology down at the front here. We're extremely worried you're going to spend your entire day looking out of the window and not paying any attention to anybody. I don't know how students could possibly learn anything in here, but anyway, welcome to the CAS Scotland Conference 2014. My name's Quentin Cutts, and I'm just doing a little comparing job at the beginning. What should I say? Well, first I'd just like to say thank you very much to Napier University and Sally. Is Sally in here anywhere? Not just now, who have been extremely helpful in enabling the conference to take place this year. And also the large group of CAS Scotland volunteers who've made this happen. So could you just stand up for a minute, all of you who've done something to make this happen today?
I think they're all out doing things.
Are they all out doing things? Okay, well, we'll do that later. We won't do that bit just now. I thought we would just give them a little round of applause to say thank you very much, but we'll do that a little bit later on. I don't think I need to say too much in the way of housekeeping. When I said to Kate, what should we do in the case of a fire alarm, she just said follow the green signs. So follow the green signs. And then, say again?
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi, what am I saying about Wi-Fi again? yes, you've got a Wi-Fi username, I believe, that you picked up. You need to make sure it adds on at napier.ac.uk, just to make sure that gets in with your password.
Cool.
Was that about all I needed to say on that?
Are you ready?
I think I'm ready. Okay, so Kate and I thought we'd do a quick double act just to start us off for 10 minutes on how CAS Scotland is linking in and having an effect on the wider world of computing. So we've just got a number of kind of different bullets about things that are going on. So the first one that I'm sure many of you know about is the Plan C project that Kate and Peter Donaldson and I are involved in. Professional learning and networking for computing. I hope all of you are able to get to a local hub, and if not, please do get to a local hub as soon as you can. How many of you have been to a Plan C local hub? Quite a lot of hands, and some hands down. So if you haven't got your hand up, please do try and get to one. We did hear a rumor that in some schools, one teacher was going to the hub, and then the idea was they'd bring all the materials back and everything to the people back in the school. We encourage everybody go, because it's the experience of being there that I think really makes a difference, and the conversations and the professional development comes through all the conversations that you have in the hubs. So please go to the hubs. And there's some other activities we're up to, such as creating hire materials. Peter's been organising that with Education Scotland, so there's an event coming up later this year to develop materials for hire, and then we're thinking about an online computational thinking course for the new year. But really, one thing I wanted to point out here is that although the funding for Plan C technically comes to an end this coming summer, we're working hard to look at the legacy, and probably that we need another year's funding, and so we're in dialogue with Education Scotland and others on how to enable all of the... You see, because the idea of Plan C was to get everybody connected, and we want to keep that going, because it's so important for teachers of any kind to be talking to other teachers. And so the aim here is that really Computing at School Scotland takes on the kind of supporting and nurturing role to keep all those teachers communicating, because after all, we are the Teachers Association. So we're working out how to make that happen, but there'll be more there. Something else that we're working on with a range of people around Scotland is a draft education policy for our subject. So Education Scotland kind of admitted that the broad general education wasn't quite right as it was. I think wasn't fit for purpose was the actual phrase used. And so we're working hard to look at, well, what should computing education look like right from the beginning? You know, let's be bold and say, what should it look like right from primary? We don't necessarily want to do what England is doing, which is programming for five-year-olds. We don't necessarily want to do that, but we do want to look at what are the underpinning pieces that if we really got in place in five-year-old, there wouldn't, in young people, in 5 to 10-year-olds, there wouldn't be such a struggle further on. So there's a whole piece of work there that's linked in with a strategic investment plan for IT. You may have heard about 6.6 million from Scottish Government to, in general, make us do better in the whole IT world in Scotland. People are interested in what's happening, by the way, in Scotland. So even just yesterday, on the basis of a talk I gave a couple of weeks ago at a conference, folk in America were getting in touch, particularly, I know you may love or hate, whichever way around, the whole haggis thing. Okay, how many of you hate the whole haggis thing? Yeah, okay, plenty of hands. Okay, it's only partially my fault, honest. But we really are doing something significant with this. We're really placing computer science on a different kind of academic footing, and the haggis thing is just one part of that. And other people around the world see that that's a really important thing. And we're sort of changing the game, and they're interested. Just to let you know, although it may seem painful, it is worth it. It is, we're heading in the right direction. CAS, the main CAS body, the kind of UK CAS body, is about to head up a UK-wide review of assessment practices. So they were, it was all a bit of a turmoil back in the summer there when one of their controlled assessments, somebody put a solution up on a public website, and then, my God, what were they going to do? So they immediately pulled that public assessment down, the assessment down, and then, but that was a problem because some pupils had, in all good faith, they'd completed the assessment. Anyway, so that created a bit of a turmoil, and CAS really thought, right, we really need to look at assessment practices. You know, what works, what doesn't work? You know, I'm sure some of you know that coursework assessment, well, yes, it works, but it's not quite perfect. What else can we do? So there's going to be a review of that whole area, and whatever comes out of there, I'm sure, will feed in, not instantaneously, but will feed into SQA thinking and the way that we... Well, it's not just SQA thinking, because it's also about formative assessment practice, so we'll also feed into... Education Scotland's support of everything that we do. So interesting work there. So as a result of the Royal Society's shutdown and restart report of a few years ago that you may know about, they recommended that we needed a UK kind of forum for computing education, so a voice for computing educators that government would go to if they wanted to ask questions, or industry, or whoever. So that's got the rather strange name of UK Force, which stands for UK Forum for Computing Education. But it because computing education is really so different north and south of the border, we've kind of decided that we need something similar up here, a sort of central. Well, it is genuinely a forum. It's a way of making sure that everybody knows what everybody else is doing, so that you know. So SQA and Education Scotland and the universities and us, CAS Scotland, and industry, and all these different groups, we actually know what we're doing, so we can actually operate in a more unified way. So that forum is coming together, and there'll be more news about that coming. Right. That's enough from me. Now Kate's going to say a few things.
Yes. So this year we've had NESTA funding in Scotland as well to do some work in primary schools. So part of the Skills Investment Plan aims and outcomes is that we start working with primary schools better and start helping primary teachers to deliver computing and ICT outcomes, which if you're a primary teacher, it's very difficult to start off with no computing background and go, how on earth are we going to do these? That's a challenge. So this year we've been setting up hubs, particularly in Edinburgh. We've got them kicked off. We've got discussions with Glasgow to do a few hubs there and other areas of the country as well. And we're in discussions with CERC to see if we can roll this out nationwide next year. So we've had lots of positives. There are negatives, unfortunately. So we have had a reduction in computing teacher numbers in this last couple of years. So in the last 2 years, we've had 109 less computing teachers, which is about 14%, no, 10%, something like that. It's still shocking. We need to work better with the initial teacher education. We need to try and encourage universities to be sending students to help in schools so that they get an experience of school, so they can see this as a positive career rather than just thinking about the stereotypes of what a school teacher is. We've had more local authorities that have a large number of schools that just don't have computing teacher at all. So when we did this exercise 2 years ago, we had two or three local authorities where they had almost 50% of their schools didn't have a computing teacher at all, no subject specialist. when we repeated this exercise, we found Glasgow's been added to that list. It's not just the extremes of Highland and the Borders where it's really difficult to get encouraged teachers to move out there. We've got Glasgow added to the list. So there are challenges that we need to face and we need to encourage government to look at. But hopefully by raising awareness. So I don't know if you've seen the Tess article this week and the Herald article yesterday. By raising awareness with other organisations such as the government and such as the initial teacher education institutions, hopefully we can start to tackle the problem.
On that front, I think the most interesting piece is that the places are actually there, and I think they're going to increase.
Just tap it once.
Oh, there we go. The places are there. The interesting thing is we can't get the computer science students to actually take the places up. So it is interesting to see how we can incentivize students to want to come and actually become computing teachers. So, you know, all messages from you about how we could do that would be fantastic, because that really is the issue. It might just be we need to throw large quantities of money at them. But that's not, you know, but incentivization is shown not always to be very good, so perhaps we can get something that's a bit more intrinsic. That's such an extrinsic motivation. Anyway, I just think this picture is interesting, just to let you see that although CAS Scotland might seem a little bit quiet sometimes to you, or it might not be in your face all the time, there is a lot going on, and people involved in CAS are helping to make all of this happen. So, you know, we'll talk a bit more about this at the end of the day, but, you know, please, any of you, consider coming to join us to actually get in the thick of transforming the subject, because that's really what's going on right now. And, you know, we need all of our voices in there to make that happen. Great.
Wonderful.